Bulletin BRICS Brazil. Information about the Brazilian presidency of the Economic Cooperation Group from the Global South.
The leaders of the world's 11 largest emerging economies convened in Rio de Janeiro to sign the joint declaration of the 17th BRICS Summit. The document reaffirms the group's commitment to strengthening multilateralism, upholding international law, and promoting a more equitable global order. The declaration is the result of months of intensive coordination, comprising over 200 meetings and the creation or enhancement of cooperation mechanisms across areas, including the fight against hunger, climate change, and emerging technologies. In his address, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva reiterated BRICS' spirit and commitment to the principles of mutual respect and understanding, sovereign equality, democracy, inclusivity, collaboration, and consensus. Lula said, "We cannot allow multilateral organizations to continue operating in the same manner as they did at the time of their inception. There is an urgent need for innovation within institutions established in the aftermath of the Second World War in order for democracy and multilateralism to be strengthened." Recognizing the realities of a contemporary multipolar world, the countries agreed on the imperative for developing nations to intensify their efforts to foster dialogue and consultation, with a view to advancing a more equitable global governance and mutually beneficial relations between nations.
É a primeira vez.
President Lula said, "For the first time, heads of state and government from partner countries are formally participating. The invited nations bring with them perspectives rooted in diverse regional contexts, enriching the articulation of a distinct and collective vision of the Global South." In the financial domain, the 11 countries underscored the imperative of increasing quota shares for emerging and developing economies within the IMF, as well as enhancing equitable participation in the World Bank.
As estruturas do Banco Mundial e do FMI sustentam.
Lula said, "The structures of the World Bank and the IMF reflect a reverse Marshall Plan, wherein emerging and developing economies finance the more developed world. International aid flows have declined, while the cost of debt for the poorest countries has risen. Brazil supports an inclusive quota realignment process based on a simple, balanced, and transparent calculation formula."
Simples, equilibrado e transparente.
In the area of health, the countries reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening global health governance, advancing cooperation and solidarity. Notably, for the first time, the governance of artificial intelligence has assumed a prominent place on the BRICS agenda, guided by a shared Global South perspective with regard to economic and developmental dimensions. Lula said, "By adopting the Declaration on Artificial Intelligence Governance, BRICS conveys a clear and unequivocal message. Emerging technologies must operate within a governance framework that is fair, inclusive, and equitable. The advancement of artificial intelligence must not become the exclusive privilege of a handful of nations, nor a tool for manipulation concentrated in the hands of billionaires." One of the pillars of the declaration underscores deep concern over ongoing conflicts in various regions of the world. In addition to the traditional leaders' declaration, three additional documents were adopted, reflecting the priorities of the Brazilian presidency: the BRICS Leaders Framework Declaration on Climate Finance, the BRICS Leaders Declaration on Global Artificial Intelligence Governance, and the BRICS Partnership for the Elimination of Socially Determined Disease. With information from BRICS Brazil, Laura Carrasco Frederico.
Bulletin BRICS Brazil, a Brazilian presidency partnership of the BRICS Group with the government radio agency. For more information, visit brics.br.